think that getting into your mouth quicker is going to help.
Oh, I'm totally the fucking, if the food is too hot, I'm like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I just feel like tearing the insides out and stuff.
The more messy the food, the quicker I eat it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm the same. Like, I think you start to panic.
Like, yeah,
this is going, this is going everywhere.
Panic, yeah, like, make a fool of myself. So you just kind of put it on your face.
Shit, why is it so fucking...
Get me a funnel.
Particularly after like 20 beers, you get like a dirty kebab or something like that. Oh, it's man. Fucking going everywhere. So you just
How
like
about a dirty kebab.
Oh, that's just all. Yeah.
I eat pretty much the same way a vacuum cleaner sucks up dust. So I'm just like, you know, everything just gets inhaled. So when I'm drunk or when it's messy, it's like escalated that process. Yeah. So it's really,
yeah, you just worry about it later. Eh?
Yeah, exactly right. You don't get any on your clothes though. It's just, there's nothing left to drop.
Yeah, I need a beer bum. When I'm drunk, I'm just like,
oh, I'm going to get you.
When I was at uni, we went out and we had a white shirt night for that very reason. So we had a snake bite in black white shirt night. Do you know what a snake bite in black is?
No.
It's cider in the UK with a shot of blackcurrant in it.
Oh, wow. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, so you just drink a shitload of that and it's a higher sugar content, so you're like this. Yep. So, but we thought, you always get in a mess, so wear a white shirt just to make it funnier. And it was like, it looked like we'd all be murdered in the morning when we woke up because of all these purple stains over our shirt. My mate Gav was the worst because he fell asleep on the sofa with a pizza.
Oh,
he was trying to get a girl, like any girl. Mm-hmm. So he was just phoning random numbers from his like little black book at like 3 in the morning. He's like, why don't you come over here, baby? And had his like pizza and that was all over. God knows if like one of the girls had turned up. It was covered in
you wouldn't have any idea.
Pizza all over his face, so purple shit all over his shirt.
It's fucking hilarious. So he wouldn't even know. Like, did I get laid? Is this blood?
Oh, God.
Does this all happen at once? What's going on? Mom?
Oh, some funny shit happened in that uni house.
Fucking hell. Probably not. You had some pretty wild days when you're early 20s, eh? And stuff.
Yeah. It was.
It's fucking cool, man.
Because I went straight from uni to traveling. So it was like from like late teens in my hometown through 3 years of uni and then a couple of years of travel, which is one big one to piss up. I don't think I sobered up the whole time.
Fuck, that's awesome. I think pretty much just... I think I went on a massive bender from when I was about 16 till I was about 19.
Mm.
And then by the time I was 20, I got over it. I just didn't do anything else after that.
Mm.
Became a homebody and stuff.
Yeah, I kind of settled into the barbecues and beers around people's houses kind of stuff after that, which is... just as enjoyable.
Absolutely. And you can still get just as pissed too.
Yeah, and without the kind of nightclub guilts afterwards. You know, when you've been clubbing and stuff like that, you go, oh, God.
Yeah.
I made a tool of myself last night. Or at least with your mates, you know, they know you're a tool.
Exactly.
I don't know if this is flatlining. Oh, no, it's working. That'll be annoying for any listeners.
Checking the levels.
Listener. So is that recording?
Apparently.
This is recording.
Apparently.
Okay.
So we've got... Back up. Welcome to Gamers Make the World Go Round. We tried to have a comeback about fucking 2 weeks ago, but I decided that I want to try and use iOS 7 on my phone. I'm not even supposed to, and it broke everything and deleted the podcast. So
I was going to say, iOS 7 isn't out yet, is it?
No, it is not.
Sorry. This is why.
So I basically fucked it, and then I brought it back to life, which I'm good at doing at least, so... Yeah, anyway, that explains the lack of podcasts. So this will be just as good, I'm
sure.
That
was like a warm-up.
Mm.
Yeah, at least we got, you know... Mm. Now we've discovered we've got a new studio.
Yes.
And we've got a beautiful view.
It's the best studio in the world. It's
fucking cool.
This is just for us.
This could be, like... If we had to do this all day, this would be the ideal spot, just hanging out in here, just looking at the river and... Yeah,
you should post a picture now as like the...
There's a massive room full of alcohol, too. So that'd be bloody... Perfect. No, we can't.
Interesting. It is Friday afternoon.
I was going to say, fridge full of beer. That'll be all right. Oh, did you get the invite from Georgie?
Is it on Facebook?
Probably.
Oh, I don't check Facebook.
I think she posted on Gears Make the World Go Round Facebook page. Because we've just redone my man shed.
Cool.
So it's like the venue for the next...
Alcoholicast?
Yeah, Alcoholicast.
Oh my God, I was just talking to Brad about that yesterday. I said, hey, we're going to do another Alcoholicast before the end of the year. Mm. He was like, you just said the magic words, man, so let's freaking...
Yeah,
heck
so,
yeah.
So we can do...
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
So we can do kind of like Brad's do. He did an awesome job with the pig on the spit and that kind of stuff.
That was amazing.
So we'll do something similar.
Yeah,
just get
yeah.
food going all
fire
day.
Food.
So there's two venues of my place. There's the Gamers Arena where the PlayStation Xbox is down in the underneath the house.
Probably shed in your cellar.
And then when things get like messy, then there's the man shed for... Noisy,
that's when we all pull out
drinking and fire.
That's when we pull out the Game Boys and shit, and we go out the back and play portable games.
I mean, actually, you could set up gaming machines in there because it's powered. It's just no TV.
Well, I've got a CRT TV that I don't care about carting around. We can go old school and play like GoldenEye 007 or some shit on the N64. Yep. We can do cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like
I got a Wii as well. The Wii's standard
death. Spam monitors at home. I could just bring like monitors.
Yeah. I mean, we could. Yeah, I mean, that's
it's like, pretty rustic. The man shed. It's not
cool.
Exactly luxury.
I don't care.
Oh, that's all good.
Who needs luxury when you have fire?
Yeah.
And beer.
And yeah, fire and drink and food and beer and yeah, awesome. Yeah. So I don't know what podcast number this is, but we're not counting anymore.
Podcast D12.
Is that like
hear that? It's podcast Delta 1-2.
No reference whatsoever.
Delta 1-2. Tales of Xillia came out this week, Tim.
Exilia.
That's right. It's actually is Exilia. Isn't that weird? Yeah, it's pronounced Exilia.
Yeah, and it got kind of
I didn't check
high
the
reviews, but expected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in Western reviews.
So what is it, like in the 80s sort of stuff? Yeah, okay.
Lowest cool. I've seen is 7.5.
It's pretty good stuff.
Highest I've seen is 9.5, but I think that's from a niche RPG site that I was on.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's the sort of RPG that if you're in that niche, then you'd probably count their opinion pretty highly.
You probably don't care about the review full stop.
That's true.
You know, if you like that style of game and it ticks those kind of boxes, then it's going to be up there.
How often do they release a Tales game?
Well, that's the thing. In Japan, it's like every other year.
Yeah.
So Exilia's got a direct sequel, and I think that was number 13 in the series or
holy
something
shit,
like that.
Bro,
so it's Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, Tales is basically the big three RPG series.
Is Dragon Quest still going?
Good question. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it because I've played Dragon Quest 9 on the PS2.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last Dragon Quest game I played.
Because that started on NES or SNES, didn't it? Yeah.
I'm still going to pick it up because the reviews really didn't matter whatsoever.
The thing is that it's the only difference I heard is that it's not turn-based anymore. It's action.
Very much so.
And then you can pick your character mid-battle and just
it's pretty much
bash them out with it.
The games, like, obviously there's leveling mechanics and, you know, you can become overpowered as I inevitably will the way I play RPGs. But it's much more action-based. In the fights themselves.
That's cool. I mean, that means that if someone like me could maybe approach it, because I don't like waiting. I like...
Fighting.
Know, yeah, fighting.
Yeah. And there's local co-op.
Ooh, that's good. That's one of the reasons you're going to buy it, because you enjoyed you can play it, eh?
Yep.
Nice. So that's
cool. That'd be good. That'll use up a few hours.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah. You can play as the two main characters. Either you
and
pick,
apparently
you pick
the story arc's...
Not massively different.
No, but like it's a different journey, but ultimately the same end or something?
Particularly at the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently the first few hours is quite distinctly different depending on the character you pick, but then they meet up and they form the party, and from there
You could probably just play it just for the anime as well. It's probably pretty good.
Yeah, there's not as many cutscenes as the reviewers were expecting.
That's good.
Awesome quality, but they're very, very infrequent.
Mm. I would probably play it with Japanese audio and English subtitles, to be honest.
Can't
with you.
Can't do that with a Western release.
I know, but I mean that's how I'd prefer all my Japanese media. I prefer the original voice with just English subbies because.
But then you're not like I got a friend who does that.
Yeah, I know, because you think you're not concentrating on
the
picture.
You're not watching what's on
the
screen.
But
yeah,
you do.
Exactly.
Like
you're looking at the words and you're missing the.
Well, I don't know.
Everything
like,
else.
I only glance
show.
At the words, and by the time they finish their sentences, because they're quite long. Sentences in Japanese, you just glance at the words and they come up well before they started speaking, so you just read the sentence and you watch and you can understand what's going on. I don't know, it works for me. I'm happy with that stuff. So
yeah, I think if the dub is high quality, I'm not
that's
particularly
true.
Fussed.
That's true, yeah, but I rarely come across really good dubbing. Once I've Full Metal Alchemist, the whole original 50 episodes of the first season, I watched all of them in Japanese with English subtitles, then I purchased the American version, watched the first episode, and I was like, no fucking way. None of these voices are what I wanted them to be, and the Japanese one is just superior.
Nino Kuni was really good.
I hadn't even seen that.
Like, I haven't played it.
I couldn't even tell.
Unbelievably, after all the excitement I had.
Yeah, because you were really gearing for
it. It's almost to the point now where I'll wait for it to come out, not on PlayStation Network, but at least second pick it up secondhand.
I reckon it was so good it would be on Plus. Yeah, yeah. I think that would be on PlayStation Plus.
How big will it download?
It's like 50 gig or something stupid.
No, isn't it? It's one of 20 and one of it's about 35 or 40 gigs.
Yeah, but you need double that to be able to just download it.
You need
and extract
double the amount of room. Yeah,
which is terrible. Yeah, so
have fun playing only that.
Yeah. I put a 320 gig in my PlayStation, and I've got like 29 installed games. That's not bad.
That's good.
That's pretty good. It's more than I can poke a stick at, that's for sure. Because I look at them now, I spend more time looking through which game I feel like playing than actually just playing games, which is
it just
always
amazes
my problem.
Me about how some are just like ridiculously massive.
Yeah,
and then some games I got to download, and I'm like,
really surprised.
Oh, this is going to be big. 1.5 gig.
Yeah, like, what? Wow. Yeah.
And then I'm like, Max Payne 3, 38 gig. What?
Yeah, well, Max Payne, like, you can just, it's just the cinematics and the amount of physics that go into it, and everything
but
plays a part, all the
like
assets.
Like, GTA is running on the Max Payne engine.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's going to be 30 plus.
GTA is 14 gig, though. GTA 4.
I'm talking about GTA 5. It's running on
the Max Payne engine. Is that on the Max Payne engine?
Yeah.
Did they use the Evolution engine in Max Payne? The newer one, whatever it was.
I don't know. Whatever the engine is they made for Max Payne, that's what they use.
Oh, fuck, it's going to be amazing.
So it's
going to
be big.
Okay, cool.
Fucking big.
I was going to say, Luke and I played some PC co-op.
Did you?
Over the week. We played some Saints Row the Third in co-op. It was fucking hilarious, that game.
On PlayStation?
I bought it on PC as well because I'm an idiot and I buy the same games on every platform.
He's like, it's on special. I'm like, just kidding.
Oh, well, actually, it was a humble bundle.
It couldn't have been too much, though.
It was a humble bundle. Yeah. I paid $5.40, and I got, like...
six or seven games.
Seven games, plus all the soundtracks and all this cool stuff. And it was, like, the ultimate edition, too, so I got, like, every single bit of DLC with it and all the cool stuff. So we had all these wicked...
pocket change.
Yeah, well, you
so
know,
we spawned our jets, and we're, like, dogfighting through
so
buildings.
It makes me want to play it with you, co-op. So, if you're on tonight, we should play, because Luke's coming over my place, so we're going to get him on. Do you want to come past?
No.
On the spot? On the air!
Yeah.
no. That's really funny.
I can't say anything, because...
No, that's fine.
The boss will probably listen to this podcast.
Oh, I can't wait to get home.
No, Tim's Friday night's pretty good. It's pizza and beer, right?
Yeah.
Pizza and beer games.
Nice.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's good, man.
Pizza and beer. Yeah.
Sorry to give away your personal
things. It's no great. If I was like some kind of pervert, then I wouldn't want you to say it. But
yeah, it's pizzas, beers, and vending machines that distribute Japanese underwear.
Yeah. Well, those weird... cushions
from a
with anime
machine.
Characters on them. Have you seen them?
No, there's cushions with anime characters.
Yeah, I was flicking through one of my missus's women's magazines.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I had this story about like Japanese weird man kind of like foreigners are bad kind of story.
That's so crazy.
Japanese weird man.
they just look at the sick. Anyway, he had an anime character on a cushion.
Wait,
like, about that.
So a body sized cushion.
Yeah. Okay. But it wasn't like a blow up doll. It was still a cushion.
Okay.
It just had an anime
had a
girl on it,
oh, no.
And he married her.
Oh my!
Did it have
God.
Any holes in it?
No.
that's a bit more disturbing. You can't even do anything with it.
Like,
he married a fucking.
He's
pillow.
big spoon. Yeah. She's little spoon.
Yeah. Who's big unit? For a Japanese big fat Japanese phone. It's funny.
You just
funny
broke
actually.
Me.
Build the picture in your head. He was like. A man-child, fat Japanese guy.
Okay, cool. So he's like...
cool.
Yeah, well, I'd say he'd be
not
pretty cool.
Cool.
He's probably got the fucking... He's probably that guy with that high Steam rating. You know, just like...
Oh my God,
just like
you're starting me with that guy.
Oh, well, I feel sorry for him that he's resorted to marrying a pillow. Surely somebody...
Hey, what are you talking about? He's doing good, man. What about the ones with the actual sex robots?
Oh, well, they're just fucking batshit, those guys.
But
they're just
legitimate...
a richer version of our mates with the pillow.
No,
on.
But they're not. They're like
his mum made
they're like, they're like what we would call bogans.
No, you always wondered.
They're like what we would call bogans, but in the US, there's a whole community of people that fucking, in their backyards, they have sheds full of robotic parts, and they build these women... And then, like, coat them with silicon bodies and shit to give to people that... And they're like, autonomous in a way. Like, they do things and... Like, what if it went wrong and it just went...
Fucking
grabbed your thing and...
Technology
just,
bites back.
Absolutely. See, that's a better name for an article than Japanese weird man.
Yeah, it was a cushion. It wasn't technology.
That's true.
Skynet
hey,
sex dolls.
It's a Japanese cushion. It could have technology
in it. Might
have done.
There's pictures of him, like, on the train and stuff with it.
Oh, man.
Thanks for the work.
You just made me really sad.
Picnic. Little park. Cushion. Oh, I suppose double purpose. You can have a chat, have a sleep.
He must like now, his own
does
company.
This cushion, no, it doesn't. Does the cushion sit up?
Oh, you have to prop it up, maybe against a tree or something.
But she's always standing up. Like, your legs get tired, oh, honey, yeah. You know.
They're not real legs, I guess.
Yeah.
Feathers.
Well, obviously, he thinks, to a degree, he thinks it's real if he's fucking married it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, my friend. I bet you're listening to this podcast. Because we're so popular. So, just good luck. And enjoy your... I wonder what the honeymoon's going to be like.
You go she
to
had
the,
a name.
You go to the hotel. I'm sure she did. You go to the hotel, it's like... Yep, at the honeymoon suite, yeah. And they're just, like, looking at you, looking at the doll, the pillow. You think looking at you, looking at the pillow.
Think
like,
he buys a seat for her on the plane? Yeah.
Fucking nice. Where are you going to fit a big pillow like that?
Like, he's married her, like...
It's okay, baby, he's under the illusion under the plane.
Like,
it's
yeah, a person, baby. Right?
She'll so die from... married her, exactly. So he couldn't... You would think that he wouldn't put it on the cargo, like...
No, because she'd die from the... she'd die from the compression, man. She's... Can't put
imagine getting on that plane.
Can't put your wife in the car. Fucking hell. Oh, man. Yeah, so that was fun.
What were we talking about?
I don't know, it's co-op or something.
That's right.
But we... My Steam collection. So I recently built a PC that plays games. I think I said this on the last one that we didn't record.
PC that plays games.
Yeah, it actually plays games.
Gracious me!
My goodness, I have a PC that's not for work purposes only. And,
it's like a pillow that you can marry. So
are you talking text right? adventure games?
Yes, Zork. In a matter of 6 weeks or so, my game collection on PC has gone from 1 to 83.
You gaming whore.
I am a whore. That's I'm amazing. A slut. I'll play anything and everything.
I heard that about you.
And I'll use which whatever controller I feel.
You hussy.
This is madness. Yeah, so I'm enjoying PC gaming, but it's also my problem is because I'm more of a collector than a player at the moment. I just look at my collection of games and don't play any of them because I'm stupid.
That happens. I saw a meme the other day where the dude's like, when I was young, he's like, I've got one game, I'm going to play this for 8 weeks straight.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, as an adult, bought that game, puts it on the shelf. Yeah. I'll get to that one day.
I mean, like, I used to play a new game every week because I didn't buy games. We couldn't afford to really buy games, so I went and rented them. It was $5 or whatever for the weekend. Mm-hmm. But I'd end up going to rent the same game over and over again anyway if I really liked it. We'd play it every week, like Mortal Kombat. I remember the video shop guy, I probably said this before, the video shop guy saying, hey, you could own this game by now, the amount of times you've rented it. And I was just like, can I just rent it, please?
I don't want your judgment.
Again, please.
This way I don't have to look after it, okay? Just fuck off.
Yeah.
The whole renting games thing now, it's like...
It's obsolete almost, man. You can buy a game for $4, $2 here and there.
Like, yeah, then that's the thing. Like, I was in the shop the other day just because I was waiting for pizza. And there was a Video Easy, and I was like, oh my God, Video Easy, it's still open. Weird. So I was like, I'm going to venture in. I haven't been one of these for like 5 years. Go in and like, yeah, shitty old DVDs I can buy, whatever.
DVD.
And I was like, okay, games. $15.
What?
For the weekend.
What?
Yeah, that's stupid, isn't it? Really stupid. Like,
what?
When you can buy the game for online, probably... $40, $50. So it depends on the game, but maybe.
I'm expecting like $3 or something.
No, $15 for the weekend now.
Jesus, no wonder they don't fucking. I'm surprised there's even a shop left.
Or it might have been 3 days, but it was two or three days. But anyway, it was still $15. When if you rent that minimum, twice, there's half the game.
So you're not allowed to really rent it for the one night to try it out. You can't spend $5, and then if you keep it for 3 days, you don't. You know, the $15 is still expensive, but because you've already paid the $5, you don't feel it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to outlay 25% to 30% of the game's value, maybe more, just to get it for 3 days.
Like you it makes sense. Fucking demo okay, it makes sense if you're paying $100, but
I mean, in Australia, yes, you're paying $100 for games. But I mean, we don't. We never buy games from here, or we buy them online, or we wait for specials and stuff.
I'd never pay more than $60 for a game.
These days, nah, man. No. I think $69 is my highest that I'd go. I lie. I totally fucking lie. I paid $89 for Last of Us because I wanted it there and then when I saw it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, but it's not $100. Like it's, I know it's only $10 difference, but it's still not $100.
Yeah, not three figures. If you get it online, you got to wait 3 weeks. And,
yeah, it's true. And if it comes at all, like Battlefield did to me a few years ago, 6 weeks later, and everybody had gotten over that fucking big.
Yeah, mine got there real quick.
Damn you, motherfucker! Order on the same fucking. I think you didn't even pre-order. I pre-ordered it and everything.
I
got my T-shirt. and then I didn't get my bloody game. So,
yeah, what a rip-off button nowadays, eh? How does it work with online passes? So now there's so many games with online pass.
Yeah.
If you're the first person to rent that game out, do you get, like, the online pass?
I would dare say that the video shop would probably just pull the card out, and whoever gets it.
Give it to their employees.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you worked at the video store and you had to crack open 20 new games and all of them had online passes, would those passes see the DVD covers after 10 seconds? Probably not.
Because I was, like, when we were playing, Last of Us with my mate.
Video shop, motherfucker.
And Last of Us had that online pass for multiplayer.
Video shop, motherfucker. Fuck you, video shop.
You're judging James for renting the same game and then you're stealing online passes. Then you
can't even play Mortal Kombat online on my Genesis.
Yeah. He runs the black market online pass.
It's like, you know, if you pay an extra $2, I'll give you this online pass. Can't tell you if it's redeemed or not, though.
Go and marry a pillow, you twat.
Should at least make it interesting. Give it wings or make it fly or do something fucking cool. Like... The pillow thing.
Oh, right, that's that.
It doesn't do anything.
I was like, online it's a pillow. Sure, it's
the video
the
shop.
The only comfort he gets is sleeping on its face.
Oh, I don't think that's the only comfort.
Yeah.
You'd like, and he'd go to sleep on it, and all you hear is,
oh,
it's so crunchy. Oh, gross. Anyway,
from all the food.
So
the
back,
food,
back, that's right. Because he's eating on the. Yeah. I said that with really big inverted commas then.
Bad radio.
Yeah, so, I mean, besides Tales of Exilia, there's not much going on.
There's not really, is there?
Nah, it's pretty quiet. But, I mean, it's good because I'm actually starting to experiment with games that I don't normally play. So just, you know, I jumped on Super Meat Boy the other day, which was really, really fun. Fucking great platformer. I love platform games. Just takes me straight back to how games should be.
Should.
Yeah. No guns.
No, none of this.
Jumping. That's what it's all about. Games are about jumping.
I almost said none of this violence, but that game is very, very violent.
By the end of the level, the walls are covered in blood.
It's fucking awesome. Oh, man, Kayla saw me watch the preview video for it before I downloaded it. She's like, oh, can we play this, Dad? I'm like, no, why? Because it's got blood everywhere. And she's like, what's the blood? I said, nothing, don't worry, there's no blood. It's fine. No, let's play this. Sonic, woo! Sonic. So I actually put in about fucking six or seven hours into the Sonic Transform Racing game, whatever it's called. Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed. Yeah. It's really, really good.
Long-ass title.
Oh, man, it's Sega. Hey,
was it again?
It's Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed or something. The game premise is it's like a go-kart game, but it's... As the terrain changes, your car automatically transforms into something that matches the terrain. So, like, there's land, sea, and air. So the game starts, like, there's an afterburner track, which was fucking unreal, actually. It's got all the music from the original games that you remember from 16-bit, 8-bit era, rehashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you start on the afterburner level, you hear the afterburner theme. But you're on an aircraft carrier, and you're thinking, where the fuck am I going to go? You just floor it, the straight finishes. You dive off the edge of the aircraft carrier, your car transforms into a jet. And then you start doing a flying level and you've got to meet all the hoops and follow the track on the thingy. And then you'll go through like a checkpoint and then your car will transform into a boat and then you do the sea bit. And then you continue all the way around. Then it turns into a plane again. And then as you come over the aircraft carrier, it flips into a car again. And then you do a lap around the aircraft carrier and then you do it again. It's like this cool stuff like that.
Sounds cool.
See where you got the really, transformed from.
And it's really well done.
See what they did there.
Yeah.
It's really well done. The game is super fun.
I don't know if they need the
I don't even know Sonic if it's called that. Transport. I just said, yeah, I don't know. I
think it is what it does. Yeah. So who can you play as Sonic?
Oh, there's heaps of characters. Yeah. Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, whatever the girl's name is in the Sonic series. Metal Sonic.
So there's no, like, out-of-Sonic characters?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Like,
there's, I've got Pyro from... Pyro? What's it called? The game I don't know. Team Fortress 2.
Oh, Team Fortress 2, that's right.
Pyro, I've got some other racing
team
from another...
The Heavy's in it too, isn't he? I think the Heavy from Team Fortress, isn't it?
Yeah, what's his name from that movie that I really love that I can't fucking... I've got no brain today. Wreck-It Ralph. Ralph's in it, which is pretty interesting.
Really?
Sega
How old's
game.
This game?
It's new, man. It's pretty new.
$29.99 on... Fuck Wreck-It Ralph's a good movie. You seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, you haven't seen it?
No, sorry.
Oh, my God. All right. That is your mission this weekend. I will deliver it to your house.
It's amazing.
It is
amazing.
Okay. I heard it was good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Good stuff, isn't it?
But I've only just seen Scott Pilgrim.
Oh,
that is awesome. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Let's go into movies make the world go round for a moment. what did you think of Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Did you get some of the in jokes and stuff?
Yeah, I probably missed a few, but yeah. I got plenty of the references, and just even just the body positions and stuff was reminded me of certain games.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they some use a lot of sounds.
Yeah, yeah,
sounds.
Loads of sounds. Yeah, that was making me chuckle the whole way through.
The soundtrack
soundtrack is amazing. Actually, the things you know that you're a gamer when you're. I watched it in the cinema. And you know that you're a gamer when you and your gamer mate are fucking cracking up at things and nobody else is laughing because they have no idea what just happened.
Mm.
So like things like, I think there's a one-up sound from Mario in the movie at some stage and we're like, and everyone's just like, what's wrong with these fucking idiots? Mm. So anyway.
I love at the end where he's like, Negus God. And then they just like become friends.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I'm gonna watch that again. That's really good.
But I heard Wreck-It Ralph's fun.
Yeah,
Wreck-It Ralph is awesome. Wreck-It Ralph is like a love letter to gamers, man. Mm. It's really good.
Yeah, and there was a few bits in that where I was just losing it in the cinema, and all these kids are just sitting there. What are you laughing at?
I've watched Old Man Towers. I've watched it multiple times with my kids, and they fucking love it.
Oh, good.
As well. It's just colourful and bright and easy for them to watch.
And you know the dubstep bit where he goes in and he's in the bug hunt game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all Skrillex doing. Does the music. He's in the club playing.
That's true. He's in there.
Funny.
I forget that he's in there. He's animated, eh?
It's cool.
That's like the appearance of Daft Punk in Tron.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like,
give me a tune, whatever he says.
It's really good. Have you seen Tron? Legacy?
No.
It's good too. All these mad geek movies are really good.
I suck.
No, you don't.
When I was younger, I used to watch like every movie, have every game, got old.
It's too hard
now. That's life.
No, there's too much shit now. Back then it was like, I don't know, you didn't have as much stuff. Now it's just like you're bombarded.
Saturation.
Like, yeah, it's too much.
I see every big movie at cinema. And I'd probably rent them again.
I don't think I was. I think that I was more games than movies at always. Like, I watched the occasional blockbuster, like when the Star Wars trilogy, Lord of the Rings came out, all those movies, I was there watching them, but not just your every week action movie or whatever comes out. I wasn't there watching them.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I used to only go to like big movies, so all like anything big, Star Wars, all that kind of stuff. And then now I was like, I used to go to a lot of comic book movies. Now it's like every fucking 2 months there's a comic book movie.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I
fucking
have to go to the movies all the time
that's
now.
That's good time.
I have to see them in the movies. I'm like stoked. Last month it was bloody Wolverine. Month before it was Man of Steel.
So I haven't watched any of those yet either. So I feel it makes you feel guilty for not even like I can't get to the cinema. I've got kids. I'm sorry, you know. Like I want to watch you, but I have to wait till you're on DVD.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but I think it's really... I love that at the moment, the comic book movie is the thing.
Mm.
That's really, really cool.
Marvel, I was reading Marvel have planned their movies until 2021.
Yeah, I heard that. It's fucking crazy.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
They didn't even know what they're going to do with the story arcs yet. They just got it planned. They're like, this is the order of movies that we're going to release.
Well, what's happening now...
Until now.
...was planned in 2006.
Really?
Yeah. So they wait.
And then they just wait and get a good writer to fucking...
Yeah, or they'd have people doing drafts and drafts and drafts, and they'd just be like, all right, so this movie's this year, this movie's that year, this leads into that, this post-credits lead into that.
Yep.
They've got it all sus now.
And then X-Men fights in the Star Wars universe.
What?
Imagine.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well,
Obi-Wan versus Cyclops.
It's Marvel and Disney now under the one umbrella.
X-Men's owned by Fox.
That's right.
Yeah.
I always forget that.
Yeah.
Spawn versus Star Wars.
Spawn's Image Comics.
Oh my god. Isn't he Marvel anymore?
No, Spawn is not Marvel.
Wait. Really? It's New Line Cinema that did it, not fucking Marvel Cinema. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the movies.
So yeah, Marvel Studios only started with Iron Man.
I could have sworn Spawn was some. Anyway.
Anyway.
Batman versus the X-Men. No, that's not going to work.
No, it's Superman, Batman, they've announced that. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Superman versus Batman. Oh, my God.
I started watching
If Batman doesn't win, I'm going to spit chips. He's got...
Superman will fucking destroy Batman, won't he?
Oh, yeah, in a normal fair fight. Bruce Wayne will be like, oh, what's that secret kryptonite ring? Oh, boom. See you later.
What if he's got a kryptonite batarang? Or something.
Yeah, he'll be something.
He's
man.
Like,
he'll
I just happen to have my entire arsenal coded in kryptonite.
He'll leverage technology somehow.
Exactly. And it's got to go like a comic book. They have to fight, then team up. So it'll be fight, team up.
So you reckon it's going to be a happy ending? Damn it.
They should be like. Have to.
They should fucking.
They got to do
fight.
What,
do you know what they should do?
And then, hang on, Lex Luthor's car.
Do you know what they should do?
With our pull our resources and defeat Lex Luthor.
They should say it's Superman, but it's actually Bizarro. That'd be fucking a good
twist at the end.
Is Bizarro, and then it's like so Superman versus Bizarro. I mean, then it can be Batman and Superman versus Bizarro.
And you know, there's a Bizarro version of Batman.
Yes, Bizarro Man.
Batzarro.
Batzarro. Fucking hell, Batzarro.
Only in fucking comic books, man.
Oh, that's the best one. Actually, who told me that? Moody. That's a shout out to you. That was fucking cool. Batzarro.
Crazy.
Oh man. Yeah. Anyway, so I've been really fooling around with Saints Row because I fucking love just fooling around in that game. It's so fun. Have you played any more of it?
Yeah, a little bit. Not much.
Okay. How do you know how far you've gotten? Do you remember anything about it?
No, really. Just running around, kind of shooting things.
Yeah.
But
the first level's pretty cool. That first level.
Yeah, it is great.
Parachuting.
It's a good introduction to it. It's like, okay, I kind of get the tone of the game.
Yeah.
Well, having said that, I was really conscious to begin with of any kind of morality system.
I see, so you're being conservative when you're playing or something?
I was trying not to run people over and stuff. I know, I realised quite quickly.
It's not Grand Theft Auto, not Infamous, it's not like...
We hit him the other day, we're like, build up stars, alright, we've got 3 or 4 stars, alright, let's get out of here, there's too many like SWAT teams rolling in, choppers are coming in, let's go! Boom, we head off in our 2 cars, both jump in.
Yeah, because we're in separate cars, you get the whole world to muck around in.
Yeah.
And so he's cruising down the road and I'll just be like, sidewalk, just taking them out, just people flying over the box. Move back in. Oh shit, car's fucked. All right, another one, switch cars, and then we just race
and around.
And
I'm like,
the whole
I'm trying to rescue him every time, and he's just like, no, I'm already in a car, man. And like, I'm sitting there doing donuts around his car, going, get in, man. And like, we're getting shot at by cops and stuff, and he's just like, he just disappears, and then he's like, then there's a car. Like, oh, I can get out of here too, sweet.
Because I love it, it's not like GTA where like, they don't try and be realistic. So you don't walk up and open the car door
and then get
in the car. You just jump, slide in the window, and it's like, boom, I'm in the car now. You're like,
if you press the awesome button and you press the car jack button at the same time, you can do it normally, like Grand Theft Auto style. Open the door, give them a slap and then thingy. But if you press the awesome button, if you're running towards it, even while they're driving, you will jump through the windshield, kick the windshield. They'll automatically be ejected out of the car.
And I did that by accident.
So good.
For the first time. And I thought I was like some kind of lord.
It is.
I just loved it like on the first mission after like the intro mission. And my mate and me got in my car together. And we're just singing along to the track on the radio together.
In the morning.
Yeah. I was like, this is cool. We're just going to cruise around for a bit.
I was telling James when I did that because my character from the get-go, I was like, oh, zombie voice.
Yeah, and the voice.
Definitely. So now I've played 25 hours of that game. I don't know one word that my character has said because he's got zombie voice. We get in the car, that second level, he's like, they sing it as we're driving. So the other guy's singing normal and I'm just like,
the thing I love about fucking it is gold. Because the zombie voice is so like crazy, the rest of the cast is completely serious in their roles, and so they'll look to you for like a very emotional bit or whatever, and you'll be like, blah, blah. It's just fucking so funny.
It's cool. So he's like, oh, what point is your story up to? I don't know, man. I haven't talked. I don't know any of the dialogue that's happened. So
didn't you even put subtitles on? Like, nah. Just listening to how it. That's it. That's just what I'm saying.
When I'm not playing that game for the story.
When I first played it, I saw James afterwards and said to him, he goes, what do you think? It's all right. And I'm like, can you even die in it? Because I didn't get killed, and I'm not very good at action games, so I was like, I got through it, but it's quite forgiving. I guess it gets a hell of a lot harder, I guess, but...
Well, you do die in bits where you fucking swarmed. Like, you can die.
We died a couple of times the other day, we're like...
Yeah, but we've been stupid.
I know, but there was dudes, like, rolling in, like...
Yeah, we had, like...
Pouring
we had
out of the back
army.
Of vans,
we,
like, 20 of them.
We got to the point where there was, like, fucking helicopters shooting lasers at us.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was.
I got killed because I just got something wrong. I didn't go up to this little panel which operated something from above.
Yeah.
So I was trying to take out the 70,000 people that were sent in to kill me. I was like, this suddenly got really hard. What am I doing wrong? I was like, oh, okay, I can nuke them, basically, from the sky.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that makes it a bit easier.
Oh, speaking of nukes... Segue.
Oh, nice. Bing, ding. I almost brought the bell today.
that's not good.
So, no, Civilization.
Civ 5. That's right. You've been fucking nailing that
game. I've been deep in this game. So, nukes, right? So, you get nukes at maybe, I don't know, about in normal times. So, about 1940s, 1950, you get nukes. So, the game starts in 2000 BC and goes till 2080.
Out of curiosity, what's 2000 BC? Is that Roman Empire stuff? Or
yeah,
is that before
so
that?
Yeah. So it's like you start in like the Iron Age, Bronze Age.
Right, okay.
And then you go right through to the future. And so I got nukes and stuff. I was playing Gandhi. So I'm fighting Gandhi.
You're fighting Gandhi?
Yeah, so I didn't want to take him out. Because I was reading up about him. And everyone's like, you've got to take out Gandhi before the modern age. Because if he gets nukes, he's a fucking maniac with nukes. Just will nuke everyone.
Gandhi and nukes?
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's weird. Looked it up. It's a thing dating back to Civ 1, apparently. The first game they released, they set Gandhi's aggression with nukes as zero. The program thought, oh, that's unlimited.
Oh, of course.
So they put it to the max. So everyone was like, fucking, and they thought it was funny and thought, hey, let's just leave it
that's
in.
That's awesome.
So this is now the fifth game, and Gandhi is just a lethal weapon, man, with nukes. He'll just be like,
so what happens?
Bom,
if he gets nukes. So what, do you have to intercept the invention of nukes, or do you have to create them yourself?
You just
got to
either conquer him or like influence his culture in some way before he gets nukes. Before he gets to
that's
that
pretty
time.
Interesting.
It's hilarious, man.
I just can't do strategy games, but that sounds really fun to watch. To me,
I was like, got to 1945 and I'd built up a few nukes, and it was 1945 and I was like, I've got to nuke someone. So I'm like near a city state, just roll in my nukes, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, nice. But now it's like 1960 and I've got 9 years till the moon. I want to get on the moon, but I don't think I'm going to get my technology up.
So you've got to be in the space race as well, dude.
Yeah, that's
fucking cool.
I did the Manhattan Projects, and then I did the Apollo program.
Wait, can you tell me what the Manhattan Project is?
Because it's to build the nuke.
To build the nuke, yeah.
Oh, right.
So then that leads on...
Was it designed in the US?
To the space race, yeah.
Manhattan kind of project. Partially. Started in Europe with...
Who's that?
Marie Curie? And a couple of other physicists at the time were looking into that kind of stuff.
And they stole a lot of scientists from Germany. And
history with Gamers Make the World Go Round.
Yeah. And it was, because I read a book called Before the Fallout, I think it was called.
Oh, cool. Sounds good.
And it was basically the story of the science that led up to the invention of the nuclear bomb. There's all these different people working on different things. Some of them for just science for its own sake, some for good things. Some people realised a weapon could be made out of it. Mm. And then one person after another made a discovery, which meant the team from the US
could
build on that, and then the Germans did something, and then and on it went. And all of a sudden, the Americans in the Manhattan Project, they took over a part of the desert somewhere to do it all, and they called it a science.
And that's where all that footage comes from.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
They went and got a lot of like German scientists and like Oppenheimer, was he German?
And blew them up.
Yeah, like Oppenheimer and stuff. And like he was like,
blew them up. We're going to get a whole heap of German scientists. Hey, we're going to try this nuke.
That didn't work.
Nine.
This is not good. Get the old. It's pretty interesting. I watched a good doco on that one time, actually. Yeah, it's interesting shit. Yeah.
That's pretty
so
crazy.
In civilization, you track along with history, and certain key markers you've got to start.
Exactly. So it's essentially your version of history. So they give you a map, you pick the size of the map, you start in 2000 BC, and then you run through, and the game calculates a winner at 2050. So at 2050, it tallies up all the scores, and you have either a science victory, which is like Apollo mission, you have a conquest victory, which is you just defeat everyone. Yeah. So I'm Genghis Khan, so I was like,
that's
me.
Fucking
conquest. Yeah, I've got to conquest everyone. And then you've got cultural victory, which is kind of like America. So your culture becomes so prevalent that the rest of the world adopts it.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
So that's your kind of cultural victory.
Pop culture.
And then there was a diplomatic...
immunity.
Yeah. I was going to say that. I love it. Yeah, the diplomatic victory, but I forget how you do that one. It's a bit different.
There's there's another one as well where you can, endeavorist or some weird one where every time you have a that you conquer a place, it triples or doubles your conquering distance.
Mm. Each race has different stuff. Like, there's some really good ones, like England. If you go Elizabeth, I think it's Elizabeth or Catherine, Catherine's a Russian. So you get Elizabeth or whatever, and she has, like, ridiculous navy. So, like, her navy can move +2, and then if you get something else, +3. So she just dominates. So you do not meet them at sea. If it's, like, English, no.
A reference for our English listeners. Yes.
Anyway.
It's like crack. Didn't realise it was bloody Queen's Jubilee over here.
You say British Navy, I get all proud.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
Tim is actually standing up doing the salute right now.
Hand over his heart.
TMI.
Yeah, that's my little Civ rant.
That's cool.
It's crack at the moment.
Fun.
It's so addictive.
I haven't been addicted to anything since Last of Us.
That was a fucking good game.
I've heard, like, man, I was listening to Rebel FM the other day, and like, actually I was listening to it yesterday. Man, I think he's fucking, you're right, he hates it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the game.
It's weird, eh?
I think that's strange. And they're all like, everyone's on side with him. It's just, he's like, with one guy's calling out the mechanics, he's calling out the shooting.
On what game?
Last of Us.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he understood the game. I really don't. Like, it's, you know. I thought it was fucking good. Shooting was pretty spot on. It's the same as any other third. It's gonna be clunky-ish because it's third person. Unless they want to make it like Saints Row, where it's free aim. You know,
I think like, people just like to pick sometimes, man. Even if it's good,
I just think that he's like... not. I reckon if you're listening, Arthur, it'd be fucking hilarious if you wrote in, by the way. But I reckon he's not. I just reckon he's not good at it, and he's getting frustrated with how he's not able to get headshots and not able to. Think, and he's like, you know, it takes a few
bullets.
It's
meant to be a little bit like uneasy. You're meant to be like a normal person can't. I can put a bullet between someone's eyes every round.
No way, man.
Meant to be like,
I've tried.
So far, I've only got 1 out of 5.
Tim packs heat.
So,
fucker.
I must admit, I'm more successful than you, Tim.
He practiced on his anime pillow.
Are you sure that? Are you sure? There's a bullet through the eyes. Are you sure?
It was some kind of gun.
Anyway, it's I loved it. I thought Last of Us was fucking amazing.
Man, so good, so good.
And I tried to play Akami.
Did you?
But Nikki was talking to me the whole intro, so I didn't get any of the story. And that got on my nerves after about 5 minutes, and I couldn't play it. I didn't get through it. I will properly concentrate, but I was listening to the wife and listening to that.
I was doing an impression of your wife.
Well, this is where I'm going. Combined, those vocal points combined just didn't make it. I didn't want to play it at the time, so I just got rid of it.
I thought you meant like the characters in the game were like the ones from The Sims. You know what I mean? That spoke their own language.
I was taking the piss there.
Yeah, it was just
God.
Kicking me while I'm down.
Because that's the one thing that shat me in The Sims was that just speak English. Just like...
They speak Simlish.
Yeah.
Spinglish. What the fuck was I going to say then? I think means that four people can do all the voices for the entirety of the game. That's why. There's no need to differentiate.
You just loop loads of random sounds and process a bit.
Surprise.
Done.
Just
okay.
Toilet sounds.
Sims 4 better have fucking be fully voiced.
I didn't take you for a Sims player. I should have. You're a strategy fan.
Sims 1 was awesome.
Meh.
It was great.
I just don't get it. I hate like...
Don't get me wrong.
I'm just an old fucking... pompous prick when it comes to games that draw you into things that are to do with reality. It shits me.
Yeah.
I really don't care about reality. I live reality and I take care of my responsibilities in real life.
Mm.
And I play and watch. I play games, watch movies for escapism almost purely.
Mm.
And
I know. Don't get me wrong. I know it's a girl's game.
No.
It's essentially it's a computerized.
It's a girl's
dollhouse.
It's a girl's game and a young.
That's why Georgie still plays it.
Young teenage.
And my mate's girlfriend, 600 or 700 hours.
Yeah.
On Sims 3, like since it's come out, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah, Georgie would be not that many if it hadn't. Didn't keep on crashing on our computer, but she'd be up there.
Hundreds of hours, yeah.
I'm actually glad it's not working at the moment because she's a stay-at-home mum now. So there'll be a lot of
just
hours.
Just don't introduce Simpsons Tapped Out to her or anything like that on the iPhone. There's Sims on the iPhone. I'm surprised she's caught up on that.
To be fair to her, iOS gaming and stuff she avoids for that reason.
That's good.
It's just a time killer.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
But it is a girl's game.
My wife discovered
it. Definitely. Like, even when I played it, like... I don't mean
that negatively, by the way.
I think it just
appeals to the female gamer's psyche.
Yeah, definitely. Just most. Like we like to shoot shit sometimes, or, maybe or we like to know, just... Yeah.
It's a massive generalisation.
It is, but I mean, like, whatever. We're not being rude about it, but girls don't play fucking action games a lot, but some do.
Yeah, and
some
them.
Are really good at them.
And some blokes love Sims. Exactly. So there you go.
Yeah.
My mate Mark, back in England, massive gamer. He's always played Sims since it first came out.
Yeah, something about it. Sometimes it's just the micromanagement stuff. I think it's if you like management. If you like micromanaging stuff, then, you know, strategies.
Yeah.
And
it's building a household with kids and stuff is almost irrelevant to the micromanagement gameplay that they enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a kingdom or it could be a household.
That's right.
And I just like building that mentality.
They might like tower defense games.
Yeah.
Just based on that same love of that kind of game.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's just strategy. Anything that involves long periods of thinking.
Yeah.
Where I'm more of a
cause effect.
I'm more of a show me something and let me react.
You're probably right because it was that next step from me from SimCity 2000, where I love SimCity 2000, and then it was like we're going to do playing just one house, and I was like, this is great, it's going to be amazing, and you know, build the great house, and I was like, a big screen TV, I've got a fucking aquarium, I've got fucking all this cool shit.
Yeah, there's a bit of kind of being able to live out your dream stuff in it, because it's not so separated from reality, like to your point, but it's enough that you can build yourself a mansion with a big TV.
That's true.
And hasn't cheated at Sims?
Exactly.
Can you cheat in that game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't cheat anymore. I haven't cheated.
Those cheats, like just everyone uses.
Everyone uses the money cheat. It's almost like this, because you can make money from jobs, but I think that's where the escapism comes in. If you play Sims and actually do your job and make money that way, that's hard. It's actually hard work.
It is. It's a hard game. Yeah, fully. If you play it legit.
I think this is why I didn't like it. I didn't know there was cheats, and I'm like, I have to go to work?
Yeah. And
I've got to go to work now! This is fucked! Why am I going to work in the game as well?
Yeah, and it's like, I can't get my big screen TV until I get paid. That feels far too much like the real world.
I'm not buying that fucking CRT piece. I want a discount. That 17-inch thing. I want the big one.
Give me the money, cheat.
I want a discount. And you put in the giant stereo and the awesome computer. Like, yeah, okay, he's a gamer, this guy. All right,
maybe this would have made my experience probably a little bit more fonder. I really loved Roller Coaster Tycoon and,
All
that stuff. Yeah, they were fucking mad games.
Roller Coaster Tycoon was great.
And even Theme Park was a fucking sick game. Like, and I didn't mind that. Like, this person's hungry. I better put some food around here and
hot dog stall.
That was cool.
The noise when you got the roller coasters all set up and you hear the rumble and the screaming in the background. Yeah, you're like, cool.
Yeah, it was so cool.
And who didn't love it when they took a chunk away?
And see, I didn't mind dabbling in a bit of those games. I played Black and White for fucking ages. I loved that game when that came out. Did you ever play that, Tim, or see it? It was you played God. It was literally a god game. So all your character was this big godly hand. And you could just do the stuff around.
I remember that.
I don't know if it's a Sid Meier game. I can't remember, but it was like we need food, and you're like, wheat, and then you just wave the arm over the place, and then you can tell people to plow or whatever and make themselves organized and that, and then you'd get like this little monster in the hills, and you could train him to be evil, good, whatever, and then pick him up and throw him in the town and cause havoc.
Locusts.
I love that stuff.
And just dropping Godzilla in the middle of town.
Fuck yeah.
I'm God. Deal with that, bitches.
You make the thing so everyone comes and worships and one person doesn't. You're like, we'll see about that. You just pick him up and you go,
I know your name, little Jimmy. You've gone.
Smite you.
You could just throw them into the bush or whatever, but I used to grab them, take them into the sky and throw them straight at the ground, because that's the sort of probably god that I would be.
My god, it's an angry god.
A wrathful.
Next day, everyone's in the temple.
Everyone worship me or die. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, so I didn't mind strategy game stuff, but I think that now it's just fucking complicated, managing different types of armies, different type of things.
Once you sit down, you get used to it.
It's easy for you to say. You're like, you actually can sit there and go, and click around and move things. I need to take care of that. Where I'm like, this guy's cool. I'm going to stick with this guy. And then meanwhile, the entirety of the map is being swarmed by the enemy. And I'm just like, I've got this one little bit going, screams.
This is awesome.
The only reason, I'm okay at it, but man, watching this morning before I came to work, I jumped on and was watching the Dota Championships. Do you know the prize pool for that?
No.
2.8 million.
What?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wait, are you watching it on Holy Cow on this podcast?
Are you watching it on Steam or where are you watching it?
It's like a god cow.
Or are you watching it on Twitch?
Steam, on Steam.
So you've installed Dota 2 just to watch it? Or?
No, you don't need Dota 2 installed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you just click on the thing at the top of Steam.
I wouldn't mind watching Dota because I've been tempted to play it.
Twitch is built into Steam now, so they put it into Steam.
Twitch is built into Steam.
So they can, I don't know if it's just for that
Look
Dota
out
thing.
For Gamers Make the World Go Round streamcast.
But like watching those dudes, man, that's amazing. Like, how they're like, all right, he's doing this, and he's going like, I didn't even understand half of it.
Had the maddest idea.
Oh, look, they're all running around here. Oh, now they're retreating. And then the dude, you can tell, and shit's going down, and the commentator's like, oh my god, did you just see that? he's just running away. Oh my god, he's going to the black hole. Fucking why? Like, oh my god, this is obviously pretty serious.
It's like watching. That's like watching Evo when you watch the fighting game championships on Evo, and you can see like everyone's all calm and there's little moves going down, and one little combo happens. Oh, he pulled the double punch combo with the blah 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 and the Hadouken here, and oh my god, can he come back from this? And they just get all excited
and they just analyze it so much.
Awesome. It's so
I don't
cool.
know why the team's doing this. It seems like a silly strategy considering this and this and this. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's cool.
Fucking hell. My game of Civ looks fucking pretty peasant now.
Yeah, but I just had the best idea. I don't think it's possible, but what if we did an alcoholic cast with a live stream of some sort?
Oh, that it did.
No. Not video of us, like a live game stream of us.
Oh,
maybe some audio. Maybe some audio from us only. We could do that. That's entirely possible with a PC.
Yeah?
We could do that.
Probably not at my place because of the
internet.
With your internet, yeah.
what kind of internet you got?
We could just record it and then post the post.
We should have themes for our colocasts.
Okay.
So mine's like fucking like medieval or something like that.
Oh, okay. Are we going to do some smithing finally? We didn't get to do that last time.
Yeah. So mine will be some, like some, a historic kind of era. So we'll play old games. We'll have old tech.
Yeah.
We'll have...
sounds good.
We'll have fire and smithing.
I can bring my old Nokia 6110.
Oh, I had a...
We should have some archery.
Oh, do you have a bow and arrow?
We should
make
one.
We should make one.
Hmm.
I'm fucking keen for archery. That's 100%.
Yeah, because I've got this big old tree where we can put a target on, and like it won't do any damage if you miss by a mile.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, that's not far away from where we probably have beers. The more beers, the funnier the archery.
Absolutely. That sounds amazing, actually. Yeah. All right. That's good. I think that. All right. Let's kick this into gear and start planning our holocaust. You used to have a boat.
My dad did. Yeah.
Wow.
Brother-in-law does,
mm-hmm.
but I think he's quite protective over it.
You don't. Look, I think that if we got a real bow, one of us might get killed. Because I would probably shoot one of you. No, I wouldn't.
Why would you do this? Like, hey, what about
this? There was no laughter there, was it?
Yeah.
Stone silence.
It's like, look at this.
Okay, that's what you want to do.
No.
I'm wearing my helmet.
It'd be fun.
Our holocaust is cancelled. Yeah.
Right, nobody give James any beer.
Take the tip off his arrows. Yeah, I can snip them off.
I will shoot sticks at you, I don't care. if we can't do archery, we can play some darts. It's like the miniaturised version of archery. Which
yeah, no, I've got to get a dart board for the man shed.
That's cool.
I'm going to do that anyway, so.
That's awesome. All right, let's play. Well, okay, so let's get
the darts, but then...
On that note, we are out of...
I was, yeah. Spent plenty of time
like
in English
pubs. It's sport back there, right?
It's like a sport. Well, it is.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. It's very similar.
It's a really high-paid
fucking
sport,
it is a sport. All you do is drink beer at the pub and throw fucking sharp things into the wall.
You've got to balance that delicate moment of 2.5 to 3.5 beers of, this is fucking perfect, I'm awesome, and then, I should have had too much beer.
Yeah.
That's like playing pool at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Four or five schooners for me. And I'm unbeatable.
Six, five schooners? I'd be fucking on the floor.
Six or seven, and I'm useless.
I'm about midway through the third schooner. I'm probably starting to get my groove.
Oh, yeah.
And then I start my fourth, and I'm fucked straight away. I just need to leave it there.
All right.
On that note, thank you for listening. See yous out.
Bye.
See
yous
out. I'm like that with Paul. I've got a very fine line.
Oh, this is going to be the outtakes. They're still recording on the phone, but not the GarageBand.